Road. She's here in Allen County, Kentucky. Today's date is July 14, 1983. Now, Letty, are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you'll speak up.
Now, just
to make sure my records are right, please spell your full name.
LATTIEMAE STROTE.
All right. What is your spouse's name?
William Ray Strode. It's WILLIAMRAYSTRODE.
All right, that's fine. What is your occupation? Do you work outside?
I work outside and work part-time at the hospital.
What do you do?
I house clean out there. And I work in the garden here and in the yard. Piece on wheels.
Well, what does your husband do?
He farms.
How long have you lived here at this address?
All my life.
No, not
on this address, Route 4. I've lived here on Route 4 all my life.
All right, and in this house?
Ever since 74.
And before that?
We lived up on the Bethlehem Road.
Well, that's true.
Okay, and you had a different box number?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your box number now?
317.
Now, when did you live, how long did you live up on Bethel Road?
7 years.
Okay. Where were your parents from?
Allen County.
Allen County. And what were their occupations?
Farming and housework.
All right. And give me their names, your mother's name and your father's name.
Well, now, they always just call my mother Sister. Sister, she was a Stone and married a Carver.
Married a Carver, all right. And then your father's name was?
Lawrence, William Lawrence Carver.
William Lawrence Carver.
Carver.
All right. Do you mind telling me what church you prefer?
Well, I'm a Missionary Baptist and I belong to Durham Springs.
Okay. Do you mind telling me how old you are?
No, I'm 67.
And what is your birth date, the month and date and year?
The 26th of June in 1916.
Very good. Where did you go to school?
At Cedar Hill.
And what's the highest grade you finished?
The 7th.
When did you learn to quilt?
Well, when I was just growing up small. I have the first quilt here that I ever pieced.
You want to tell me about it?
Well, I didn't have enough pieces, and I went to my aunt's, and she gave me enough pieces to finish my quilt because it was the first one I ever pieced.
How old were you when you learned to quilt?
Oh, I don't know. I guess about 14.
Who taught you to quilt?
Well, my mother.
And how were you taught to quilt? Did you have the frame or?
Yeah, the old swinging frames.
Okay, tell me about that a little bit.
Put it in the frames, you know, tack it to the frames, and then put your cotton and put your top over it and baste that top to it. And then take your needle or take something, piece of chalk. We used to use chalk and lay off little fans, you know. And then take your needle and thread and quilt them fans.
What were the quilts you made when you were learning to quilt? What patterns did you make?
It was a little nine pad.
Nine pad.
And set together with a strip.
And what else? What other patterns did you make when
just
you were learning?
Just string quilts. You know, piece them on paper, and then sew them together and tear that paper off.
Who else in the family quilted?
Well, my sister quilted.
And your mother?
And my mother.
Any men?
No. Well, I've got a brother that quilts, or did, and piece on quilts too.
And what was his name?
Lester Carver.
Lester Carver.
Mm-hmm.
Are they still living?
Yeah. My mother's not, but my brother and sister is.
And give me your sister's full name and your brother's first name again, full name again.
J. Charles Lester Carver.
And your sister?
Kitty Beatrice.
And where do they live?
Well, now my sister lives up here in town on Poplar Street, and my brother lives on the Bowling Green Road.
And your sister's last name is?
Wheat.
Wheat.
Kitty Beatrice Wheat.
All right. Have there been periods in your life when you've been too busy to quilt?
Oh, yes.
When was that? When did you not quilt it?
It would be back or cutting or hoeing tobacco or in the garden or something like that.
But there was never a period of years when you didn't quilt?
No. Mm-hmm.
All right. Then how much time did you spend quilting, do you think?
Oh, well,
two-thirds
of it, like he says.
Where do you like to be when you're quilting?
Well, just anywhere that's comfortable.
The living room, or?
Yeah, I've quilted a lot in my bedroom in there.
What kind of frame do you use now?
I use the little hooks up on a stand.
What time of day do you usually like to quilt?
Well, I love to quilt any time, but the evening is the only time maybe that I do quilt a whole lot.
And how long at a time do you quilt?
Oh, half a day at a time if I ain't got something else to do, but if I have, I'll quilt a while and do something else and then go back to my quilting.
Where do you get your designs for your quilts?
Well, I just have them, and I have ordered the little designs, and then they're to be transferred off, you know, with a hot iron.
Oh. What are some of the patterns that you enjoy making?
Well, I like to make them pansy quilts, and I like to make the rose quilts, and nine patches. I love to fix nine patches.
What, in your opinion, makes a good quilt?
Well, it's just the good quilt, and I reckon on it. And
the good quilting? Why do you make quilts?
Well, I just love to.
Is this the same reason you made them in the first place?
Yeah. I wanted to learn back when I first started how to make them. And
all right. Which do you find most satisfying, piecing them together or quilting them?
I love to piece them.
Do you ever go to quilting bees, or did you ever?
No.
You never did. Is there a difference between a quilting bee and a quilting party?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Do you ever quilt with other people?
No. Now, I have in times that be, you know, some get together and quilt, but if that's been years ago.
A long time ago.
A long time ago.
When you were single, or?
No, I've been married.
Early.
I've been married 40 years.
Would that be here in the neighborhood?
Well, around out about Chestnut Point, around out there.
And was there a special reason why people got together to do those things that time?
Nah, they just wanted to help each other.
So that could be a quilting party, couldn't
it? Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you like quilting with a group? What's it like when you get together with a group?
Well, I don't know. It'd make you stick your fingers more, though, I guess. Everybody a job in the quilt.
Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt?
No.
No? Some people say, you know, I want a Kentucky quilt. And I just wonder if you ever heard of what a Kentucky quilt was.
No.
Have you ever taught anybody else to quilt?
Well, I've been trying to learn that baby. I'll let her, you know, get up in my lap and give her the needle, and she'll just stick it in and out, you know, like that. She thinks she's a quilt.
And she's what? How old was she now?
19.
9, I mean, that's starting early. Anybody else you've taught to quilt?
Well, yeah, Ray's little nieces. Now, I've learned them, you know, how to sew, and let them help me do everything, you know, to learn them.
And was that here at your house?
Mm-hmm.
And is there a special way you taught them, or how did you do this?
I've let them help make up biscuits, you know. I'd fix it and let them make it theirself, whether there was any count or not, but that was a learning.
And the same with quilts.
Uh-huh.
What patterns did you use when you were teaching these girls to quilt?
Well, I don't know. I've got a lot of quilts.
Whatever you were working on at the time.
Whatever I was working on.
And what did these girls do with the quilts when they got through with them?
Well, they put them in their hope chest.
Okay. Do you enjoy teaching them?
Yeah, I do. I love to fool with them and let them learn how. And when I'm sewing on the machine, I take that baby in my lap and let her see what I'm doing, you know.
Mm-hmm. That'll be something she always remembers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any quilt books?
No. Well, now I've got some, but they belong to my sister.
Do you have any favorites?
Well, no, I don't reckon I do. I want to piece me a log cabin. I've pieced the Lone Star and the Tumbling Block and the Pansy and the Rose and the State Quill and the Flower of the Month. I've got one that's the Flower of the Month. You know.
But you don't have any particular favorites of quilt books or magazines?
No.
You read any quilt magazines?
Yeah.
Which ones?
Well, I don't know. I just, you know, the what you get out of Progressive Farmer or something like that. That's what I look at.
Do you take patterns from these books and magazines?
Yeah, I have. Uh-huh.
And do you follow the pattern just like it's written?
Yeah.
Now, you said, do men quilt? You've already told me your brother did. Have you seen any quilts he's done?
I've seen what he's helped his wife quilt on.
He hasn't made any all by himself?
No.
Do they do it differently than women? Have you seen him work it?
He can piece quilts real good.
What do you do with your finished quilts?
Well, I just keep them and give them away.
Do you quilt for other people?
No.
Do you ever sell your quilts?
Well, I ain't yet, but I've got some to sell.
Okay. How do you plan to go about doing this?
You mean to sell them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've priced one of them, and I didn't get what I wanted for it, and I wouldn't take it.
When did you start trying to sell them?
Just this last year.
Any particular reason?
I just ain't got no use for so many.
Have you ever entered a quilt in a show?
No.
Or a contest or the county fair?
No.
Never have?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's been any change in people's attitude about quilting?
Well, I don't know. I guess there has.
What do you think it is?
Well, I don't know. Just... I don't want to, I guess.
What do you see as the value of quilting?
You mean how much?
Well, no, the value to you, what does it mean to you? Is this a valuable thing to do?
Yeah, I think it is.
What is it? What is it about it?
Well, I just love to do it. I'd rather piece on quilts and quilt or sew as anything I ever done.
And what are your favorite colors to use in a quilt? Do you have any?
Well, I think lavender and red.
Why?
White, yeah.
No, why?
Why? Well, I just love that color.
What's your favorite? And you say already that now you use a loop rather than a frame,
uh-huh.
Right? A hoop?
Yeah.
Have the materials used in quilting changed much?
Yeah, right smart.
In what way?
Well, it's just better material, and it just don't fade like it used to.
How about batting?
Well,
it's better.
Huh?
It's better.
Yeah, it's better.
Do you applique quilts?
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
I love to. Makes them pretty.
What makes a good quilt stitch?
Well, I don't know. You mean in quilting?
Uh-huh. Yes, in quilting.
Well, a good needle. You can make a better stitch with a good needle.
How close do these stitches have to be, do you think? A good quilting stitch.
Well, I guess about 10 stitches to the inch, ain't it?
I don't know. I'm asking you. Okay. Why do you say that?
Well, it's just finer stitches makes quilt look better.
Do you ever embroider on your quilts?
Yeah.
Do you use a cross stitch or what kind of embroidery?
I have a blanket stitch and then just a buttonhole stitch.
Do you sign your quilts?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't.
Do you make up your own designs?
Well, I do some of them.
What kind? Tell me about it.
Well, let's see. I've got one in yonder. It's a hands all around. And I've got one to call a double-bitted axe. And I fixed that myself. Just cut it out, you know.
Just made up your own pattern.
Mm-hmm. And I do dress patterns the same way. I just cut me out one like I want it.
I got a really talented lady here. What's your favorite quilt pattern?
Well, I don't know. I guess a nine patch.
Any particular reason?
Well, I think they're pretty and they're easy to piece.
And in what colors? You've already told me your favorites, but what colors do you make most of your nine patches?
Well, I put a Rossmart red in them and then just different kind of colors of print.
You like solid colors or prints?
No, I like print to go with my red.
Okay, so the red is your solid color and then you make prints to go with it. Because that's one of your favorites, right?
Yeah. I love nine patches.
Well, I thank you for talking to me. We're going to go now and look at some of these quilts
okay.
And document them.